He was a ruling elder in Charlotte, North Carolina. In fact, he was the youngest ruling elder that Amity Presbyterian Church had ever elected. Larry was an attorney whose practice as a prosecutor exposed him to some very raw and broken areas of human existence. One day, when the luster of law had become tarnished by time, Larry came to see me. I think, he said, I think God might be calling me into the ministry. Well, what makes you think so? I asked. You know, law isn't all it's built up to be. I wonder if I can do this my whole life. And though I would have loved to see someone of Larry's caliber and integrity consider ministry of the word and sacrament, I shared with him that ministry requires that call that he spoke of, and that he would not be satisfied if ministry was just a way to escape the struggles caused by his law practice. Today, I would say you have to feel called away from and called into this ministry. Larry, I said, God needs some good, strong, faithful lay people to remain in the places where people are hurting. Sometimes pastors don't get invited into those places. You provide hope because of your faith. Maybe, just maybe, God is calling you to remain a lay person and stay deeply committed to Christ in the midst of your vocation of law. I will pray for you, I said, as you discern God's call. There's a story about a farmer who was plowing his fields one day when he saw the letters, and I'll do it for you all, P-C, up in the clouds, written by the clouds perfectly, P-C. And it wasn't an eclipse day, but it was close. He got so excited. So he said, this is a sign from God. I am to preach Christ. So he left his farm and he began the career in ministry. The problem was, however, he was a terrible preacher and he had many years of unsuccessful pastorates in a church before his death. And when he got to heaven, he asked God what had happened. I saw the letters PC by which you called me to a ministry of preaching Christ. Why did my ministry never prosper? And God says to him, no, 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 Mr. Farmer. I put that sign in the heavens for you that day. It meant plant corn. So God calls some of us to be pastors. God also, and we're grateful, Annabelle, we want you to keep on feeling that call, okay? Do not go plant. Well, if you want to plant corn, it's okay, but preach Christ. God also calls people to other ministries within the body of Christ. Some are to preach Christ. Some are to plant corn while remaining faithful to the Lord in their lives. Some are to be surgeons and nurses and physical and occupational therapists and educators and lawyers and artists and architects, serving others day in and day out. God needs clergy and lay people to work together to build up the body of Christ. Regardless of the calling, regardless of the ministry God gives us to perform, regardless of whether we are pastors or ruling elders or deacons or trustees or Sunday school teachers or church musicians or choir members or members of the women's Bible study or volunteers with the walk-in ministry or at Yaupon Place, regardless of what we are called to do, what is most important is the word that we heard from the prophet Isaiah. Do not fear. I will be with you. If things heat up, God is saying to us, to sort of paraphrase Isaiah, God says to you and me, because you are mine, if struggles threaten to overwhelm you, if you get into deep water, do not fear, I will be with you. When things heat up and you feel like anger is going to burn a hole in your heart, it won't, God says. It can't because you are mine. I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Do not fear, for I am with you. There is this remarkable clause in Hebrew poetry that pinpoints the most important message of this text. The construction is known as the key clause. It's the Kaf Yod. Key clause. We translate the Hebrew word key into the English word for. So when looking at the Psalms or at portions of the prophets, the key clause is crucial to catch. In the seven verses that Kate read from Isaiah 43, three of these powerful key clauses occur. Listen to them. Do not fear, for, key, I am with you. I have redeemed you. When you are overwhelmed, do not fear, for, key, I am the Lord your God. Do not fear, for, key, I am with you. So how does this apply? Dear friends, each one of us is called into ministries within the church and out to the world. And as we approach these ministries, sometimes we wonder if we are up to the task. Are we good enough? Will we be able to do the work that we've been asked to do? They elected me an officer at Second Pres. Will I serve them well? It's pretty scary being an elder or a deacon or a trustee in this large historic church. There's a lot of work to be done. Will I be able to carry out the duties of my office? I've been asked to teach Sunday school. Who thought that I knew the Bible that well? If I say yes, will I be able to do it? My friends, one thing is certain. None of us, not a single one of us, is able to carry out our ministries if we try to do it alone. If there is anything that we learn from God's word today, it is the fact that God never intends for us to be alone. God says, accept the job. Say yes. And I will be with you because you are mine. You are mine. You are mine. When the early church was growing, the Holy Spirit entered new believers through the laying on of hands. We see this in Acts chapter 8. The Spirit of God empowered them for service. The Spirit convinced them that they were not alone. The Spirit was God's seal upon them. And then the moment the Holy Spirit entered their hearts, they heard God saying to them, you are mine. I love you. Always remember, you are mine. To the Second Pres family gathered this morning for worship or attending online, God is saying to you, you are mine. I love you. Trust me, and I will guide your ministries, and I will be with you. Never forget that you are mine. Ruling elders and deacons and trustees, those who are ordained or installed or are elected to serve in the church, God is saying, you are mine. I will guide you. I will take you through every step. Trust me as I lead you in this ministry within Second Pres and throughout the world. Never forget that you are mine. The church needs dedicated, faithful lay people to change the world. Now, for those of us who will recall the great radio commentator Paul Harvey, let me tell you the rest of the story on ruling elder Larry. He remained an attorney and was invited to come to the state capitol in Raleigh, North Carolina, to work on Medicaid fraud cases. He called me one day to say that a new Presbyterian church was forming and that the pastor had come by to visit with Larry and with his wife Diane to ask them to become leaders within this new forming Presbyterian church. Larry is a charter member of that Presbyterian church where, as a ruling elder, he has been a key leader and a vital servant within his church family. Let us pray. Oh God, let us strive and to serve you by serving others. We know you are with us. We believe you when you say, I love you. You are mine. Amen.